Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Dr. Neil Barnard, author physician with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. My office in Washington, D.C., you know, I grew up in Fargo, but my office is now here in Washington, D.C. When I look out my window, about three blocks away is GEICO, its national headquarters, and they sell all the car insurance out of there. Well, a number of years ago, I got talking with the health director there, and we decided to do a study of a vegan diet at work. And in other words, it was veggie burgers or veggie chili in the lunch bar, and people could choose the vegan items, and anybody who decided to go all the way vegan all the time was invited to be in a study. And we compared them to another GEICO plant in Virginia where they didn't get the intervention. And what we found is that right away we could see a difference. The people who went vegan started losing weight. If they had diabetes, it started to get better. Many health measures improved. So then we did a big study in 10 different cities at the GEICO facilities in each of those cities, from Buffalo, New York, to Macon, Georgia, and San Diego, California, and many others. And we found the same thing, that it's a terrific way to lose weight, even if you're not counting calories. There's just something about these foods that causes people to trim down their waistline in a really good way. And if they have diabetes, it gets better. Their blood pressure tends to come down. Cholesterol improves, too. So we published the findings in medical journals, and it's really been an inspiration to see what you can do.
And anything that's going to come out of that in terms of, I don't know if it'll be looked over by healthcare professionals, or if GEICO might even implement it into some of their insurance findings, I guess. What's the next step in a study like that?
Well, it has been of great interest to healthcare professionals, and many other businesses, particularly around here, have adopted the same kind of thing. Our power company is called PEPCO, the Potomac Electric Power Company, and they asked us to come in and do the same thing for them, which we did. And our biggest employer here in Washington, of course, is the federal government. So we have been working with a lot of the branches of the federal government to institute the same kind of thing for them. Now, if you are thinking maybe the big issue is not just how trim we are, but can we cut back on health care costs, I think that is exactly where the money is. That if you're spending $500 a month on your health care premiums, or $600 or $700 or more, can you imagine if we had everybody actually eating in a healthier way, so they didn't need so much in the way of cholesterol drugs or diabetes drugs? That would be a terrific thing. And if you don't ever have that heart attack and don't need treatment for it, you're saving serious money.
Last time we spoke, you had a new book. I believe it was called Power Foods or something along the lines of that. Just kind of an update on that book, and then what other books you got in the hopper right now?
Well, thank you for asking. It's Power Foods for the Brain is a book that I wrote about how foods can help protect the brain against Alzheimer's disease, because the research on this is really fascinating, and nobody had really put it together before, so that's what I did. And so Power Foods for the Brain came out in 2013, but I have a new book that's actually coming out, although you'll see it on Amazon now if you want a description of it. It's called The Cheese Trap, and it's what you and I have talked about, that people eat a little bit of cheese and they just feel kind of hooked on it, and it's the one food people don't want to give up no matter how fatty and high cholesterol it might be. So The Cheese Trap is coming out in February of 2017.
What do you recommend to people like that?
Okay, well, people can go much further. The first thing I would say is size up what your goals are. If your goal is to lose weight, or let's say your goal is to turn around diabetes, here's what I would do. I would take a week, and during that week, you don't change your diet at all, but what you do instead is you start looking for foods that happen to be vegan. In other words, they happen to have no animal products in them. So, for example, you're at a Mexican restaurant and you have the bean burrito, hold the cheese, that happens to be vegan. Or you have a pizza without cheese but with extra toppings, extra mushrooms, tomatoes, olives, onions, that kind of thing. That happens to be vegan. If it's vegan, that means it's going to have no animal fat and no cholesterol, just by definition. So start thinking what all those foods might be. That takes a week. Then when you're ready, about a week later, and you know which foods fit and which ones you like, then go all vegan all the time for 3 weeks, 21 days, just as an experiment. At the end of that time, your waistline will be trimmer, your blood sugar will be coming down, your cholesterol goes down, your energy goes up, you're going to feel more athletic, and people are going to ask you, what are you doing? You look fantastic.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dr. Neil Barnard with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
That judge said to me, you, him and him, they forgive you. 99 years, don't come back here no more.
The music on today's program is written and performed by Woody Pines. To find out more about Woody Pines and their music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, this is Woody Pines. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Listen, I've known Eric Hatch for years, and he's become an expert at doing things uniquely. So much so, he's been ranked by Real Trends, which is published by the Wall Street Journal, as the number 50th team in the nation based on the number of closed transactions in 2015, and ranked 918 on the prestigious list of the fastest growing private companies in America by Inc. 5000. Now, whether it's a small, intimate group or a giant conversation, Eric Hatch has the experience and the ability to wow any group, including yours. Eric has spoke to many sized audiences, including his very own TED Talk at TEDx Brookings. Hatch's culture, practices, standards, and business models have garnered national attention and accolades. People from all over the country are turning to Hatch and Hatch Coaching for his advice and guidance. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today. And that concludes this week's episode on Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guests and interviews, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. And we'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com.
Candlestick, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Coffee and Capitalism Radio is brought to you in part by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. For more information on Hatch Realty, call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Building the Bakken, informing and educating the masses about the Bakken Shale Play. Read original stories and hear exclusive interviews at buildingthebakken.com. And the Lodge at Deadwood, voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for three consecutive years in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood. Check them out online at deadwoodlodge.com. From the staff at Coffee and Capitalism Radio, and the kids from Kids and Capitalism, we're asking you to be safe, be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. We'll see you next week.
Hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit deadwoodlodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.